protesters take to the streets of Turkey, Christians are concerned. Muslims and Christians join together in India to demand fairness. And we begin a series of reports on short-term missions, the good and the bad. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As many as 1 million protesters flooded the streets of Turkey Sunday. They accused the government of planning an Islamic State. While Turkey is an Islamic country, protesters don't want to live in fear as they do in Iran and other countries. However, Glenn Penner, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, says he doesn't expect these protests to clear the way for evangelism there.
Proselytism has never been welcome in Turkey. It's not illegal in Turkey, but it's never been welcome. In fact, even last Wednesday, 4 street evangelists were arrested in Istanbul for missionary activity, which isn't even a crime.
Penner says because of this, the murder of the 3 Christians was not much of a surprise.
We've seen far more violence against Christians. I don't think anyone thinks that it's going to end. All religions have the right to share and to practice their religions freely. Constitutionally, that's true in Turkey. Societally, it's not.
Christians continue sharing their faith despite that. Meanwhile, thousands of Christian and Muslim Dalits staged a demonstration in New Delhi, India, demanding affirmative action rights yesterday. Thousands marched, requesting the religious restrictions be removed. Currently, Hindu Dalits receive these rights, giving them access to jobs, education, and more. Many believe if this happens, many Dalits will declare themselves Christian, creating an explosion in church growth and an incredible need for trained church leaders. You're listening to Mission Network News. The unimaginable is happening in China. Children are being imprisoned for their family's faith in Christ, says WorldServe. Chang and her husband are friends of WorldServe. Over 100 police raided their small worship group. They had no idea their 12-year-old twins would be taken into custody. One child remained free. WorldServe supported the child and supported the rest of the family until all were released. $50 can help WorldServe support a family for an entire month. Next, we begin a series of reports looking at short-term missions in the Western world. Has it become a fad or is it an effective ministry? Many disagree. David Livermore, author of Serving with Eyes Wide Open, Doing Short-Term Missions with Cultural Intelligence, says,
one of the things that we tend to do as Americans is to prove a case, we have to overstate its impact and its values. So we want to call short-term missions the most important thing that's happening in the world of mission today. Or on the other hand, to say it's pointless and we shouldn't do it. And I think it's somewhere in between.
Many Christians say only good comes from short-term mission programs, but that's not always the case, says Livermore.
Increasingly, I was hearing a different perspective from some of the locals who live in the places that we visit as compared to what we as North Americans would often say.
Tomorrow, we'll explore the good of short-term missions. And there are more than 1 billion people who don't have access to clean, safe drinking water. The World Health Organization reports that every day more than 4,000 people die because of it. President of Life Water International, Dan Stevens, says with so many people without water, Christians have a responsibility to help.
If we have access and somebody else doesn't have access, then if God calls us to be his agents and we're not doing anything about it, then in some ways we're discriminating against the have-nots.
Stephen says working with the local church is vital.
As we work with a church and help them involve the community, we help them realize that water is a human right, and not just for the church people, but for the whole village. And the village then understands God's love through the work of the church.
LifeWater trains nationals to do the work, and they do that in 11 countries. Go to our website to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. More than 175 million people in the Middle East and North Africa have satellite televisions. Sat7's giving away a free DVD so that you can see what compels 10 million people each week to watch their broadcast. Get your free Sat7 DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.